You're listening to SBS News.
It's been an intense 24 hours for Victoria, with two more deaths recorded and 127 new cases, as residents of the nine lockdown public housing towers showed their displeasure at conditions inside. Tensions escalated outside. Victoria's Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton says a 32-year tenant was arrested after trying to leave.
A fight occurred where the police were assaulted, and that male bit one of the members, and so he was taken into custody and is being processed for assaulting and resisting police, as well as an attempted COVID-19 breach.
Sergeant Wayne Gatt of the Victorian Police Association says those trying to enforce the hard lockdown are also unhappy.
There is some frustration with the support that's available here, not only for the police, but also for the broader community here, to make sure that there's sufficient humanitarian resources.
But Chief Commissioner Patton says the force is well equipped for the job.
We have more than adequate resources to be able to deploy 500 police per day across these nine towers.
Premier Daniel Andrews is also defending the rapid nature of the response.
It is very challenging to stand up something as quickly as this, but it's based on the best public health advice. It is the only option. This is serious, this is real, and no Victorian has any excuse but to take this seriously. Otherwise, we will finish up in a situation where all postcodes are locked down. No one wants that.
Victoria's Chief Medical Officer Brett Sutton says the state has recorded its highest daily coronavirus case increase.
127 is a big number, and nobody wants to see it, but we do have a very clear picture on a daily basis with the record test numbers that we're doing. So we do have a picture of how it's trending, and we do know increasingly that we're seeing them in outbreaks.
Several of those outbreaks are the result of hotel quarantine failures. Corrections Victoria has taken over the hotels, and Premier Andrews says stood down Qantas cabin crew have been called in to assist.
Let's be clear, there are very few groups of people who take safety more seriously and know and understand safety protocols and dynamic environments and the need to always go by the book than those who work in our aviation sector.
With the tower lockdown in place for at least 5 days, and possibly as many as 14, the race is on to provide tenants with essential supplies. Con Karapanyatidis from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says that includes 1,000 culturally appropriate meals.
Whether you're a third generation, fourth generation Anglo-Australian, or whether you're a newly arrived Sudanese or Somali refugee family, our food's for everyone. And that's the importance of making it inclusive.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd warns the Victorian outbreak is a national issue that proves the pandemic is not over. Professor Kidd says those undergoing lockdown in Melbourne should not be blamed for the spike in infections.
The majority of the people who found themselves in lockdown in Melbourne, just like the majority of people across Australia, have been doing the right thing. These people have been maintaining physical distancing. They've been staying at home when unwell. They've been very careful with their hand hygiene and their cough and sneeze etiquette. They should not be blamed in any way.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.